An ancient Egyptian god, Apocalypse, Oscar Isaac, recruits his four horsemen to destroy the world, including Magneto, Michael Fassbender, and Psylocke, Olivia Munn. It's up to Professor X, James McAvoy, Mystique, Jennifer Lawrence, and the other X-Men to stop them.
He's coming.
Together, we will cleanse the Earth.
The initial 90-minute buildup is brilliant, turning Apocalypse into a fearsome foe, and developing a genuine bond at the Mutant Academy between young Cyclops, Ty Sheridan, and Jean Grey, Game of Thrones' Sophie Turner. But while Quicksilver's bullet time sequence to Time in a Bottle was the highlight of the last movie, this film tries too hard to replicate it with an overlong sequence set to Eurythmics. As the movie balloons into 2.5 hours, it deflates into a crowded formulaic climax. Still, if you love the X-Men like me, you'll forgive the finale for its better angels, or shall we say, phoenixes. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving X-Men Apocalypse 2.5 out of 4 stars.